Lesson 3.
The hijacking of United 175. Don't worry, Dad. If it happens, it'll be very fast. My God, my God!
3. Short paragraph reading, TOEIC reading practice. Read the sentences below and answer the questions. Questions number 1 and number 2 refer to the following report on United 175. The flight had taken off just as American 11 was being hijacked, and at 8:42, the United 175 flight crew completed their report on a suspicious transmission overheard from another plane, which turned out to have been Flight 11, just after takeoff. This was United 175's last communication with the ground. Number 1.
When did United 175 depart the airport?
Number 2.
What did United 175 report?
Questions number 3 and number 4 refer to the following report.
Also at 8:52, a male flight attendant called a United office in San Francisco, reaching Mark Policastro. The flight attendant reported that the flight had been hijacked, both pilots had been killed, a flight attendant had been stabbed, and the hijackers were probably flying the plane. The call lasted about 2 minutes, after which Policastro and a colleague tried unsuccessfully to contact the flight.
Number 3. Who contacted with a United office? Number 4. When was the report finished? 4. Read the report.
At 8:52 in Easton, Connecticut, a man named Lee Hansen received a phone call from his son Peter, a passenger on United 175. His son told him,
"I think they've taken over the cockpit. An attendant has been stabbed and someone else up front may have been killed. The plane is making strange moves. Call United Airlines. Tell them it's Flight 175, Boston to L.A."
Lee Hansen then called the Easton Police Department and relayed what he had heard. At 8:58, the flight took a heading toward New York City. At 8:59, Flight 175 passenger Brian David Sweeney tried to call his wife, Julie. He left a message on their home answering machine that the plane had been hijacked. He then called his mother, Louise Sweeney, told her the flight had been hijacked, and added that the passengers were thinking about storming the cockpit to take control of the plane away from the hijackers. 9 o'clock, Lee Hansen received a second call from his son Peter.
"It's getting bad, Dad. A stewardess was stabbed. They seem to have knives and mace. They said they have a bomb. It's getting very bad on the plane. Passengers are throwing up and getting sick. The plane is making jerky movements. I don't think the pilot is flying the plane. I think we are going down. I think they intend to go to Chicago or someplace and fly into a building. Don't worry, Dad. If it happens, it'll be very fast. My God. My God."
The call ended abruptly. Lee Hansen had heard a woman scream just before it cut off. He turned on a television, and in her home, so did Louise Sweeney. Both then saw the second aircraft hit the World Trade Center. At 9:03:11, United Airlines Flight 175 struck the south tower of the World Trade Center. All on board, along with an unknown number of people in the tower, were killed instantly.
6. Listening. TOEIC listening practice. Listen to the recording and choose the correct answers.
At 8:59, Flight 175 passenger Brian David Sweeney tried to call his wife, Julie. He left a message on their home answering machine that the plane had been hijacked. He then called his mother, Louise Sweeney, told her the flight had been hijacked, and added that the passengers were thinking about storming the cockpit to take control of the plane away from the hijackers.
Number 1.
How did Mr. Sweeney leave his message to his wife?
Number 2.
Who did he talk with?
Number 3.
What were the passengers going to do?